I'm pressing these lights, but it's not making any difference. So.
One, two.
Shilpa just come in. So
yeah,
I might have to get you to
keep
it.
And when did you say when? When and Shilpa?
Wendy.
Wendy. Wendy. Wendy. Not when.
Oh, was it? Hi, Gwen. Yeah. Oh, hi, Gwen. Nice to meet you. I beg your pardon. I thought you were Wendy, so I do apologise. I've got your name off as Wendy. Hi, Shilpa. Nice to see you again. What we've done, we have an extra one, because I didn't know if Kalash was coming. Yeah. So Kalash is going to speak very briefly at the start, and then I'm going to do a bit, and then we're going to get you two to do a bit.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Yes.
So if you don't mind having a seat just now,
yeah,
and we'll
cool.
do our start bit. What I might do, can I prevail on you to actually hand these around?
Yeah, sure.
They're two separate things. That's one bundle, and that's another. If I could get you just hand them around. Thank you. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Thanks for coming along today. My name's Susan Bird. I'm one of the careers advisors based both at the Weir Building and in the main library building on the third floor in the career service. My colleague Carol MacDonald will normally be coming in to talk to you at different points during your university career here. We run a number of sessions called Careers in the Curriculum that we've agreed with your school. The idea we come in at certain times hopefully to deliver some messages, give you some information, a few pointers to help you at different stages during your university career. So she'll be coming in again in your second year for a couple of sessions. We'll also be talking to you in class about application forms, CVs and interviews and getting work experience. So there'll be lots of opportunities to talk to us, for us to come in to talk to you, to give you ideas. Today's very much an introduction to get you thinking about making the most of your time here. It's a great opportunity to have 4 years, not just to get the absolute best out of your subject, but to take advantage of all the other things you can do while you're here. And just to get us started, I'm going to introduce you to Kalash, who's going to tell you he's a fourth year student. He's actually a student rep, and he's going to tell you about some of the things he's done during his time here that hopefully puts him in a really strong position for moving on to whatever he wants to do next. So Kalash, have a few words.
Hi there, guys. So my name is Kalash Kantor, and I'm the informatics school representative. In case you don't know, I also have another colleague, Andrew Burney. We're the two school reps. So if you have any problems, we're the ones that you should come and see, or your class reps. We're sort of organizing the class reps together. And that's my email address if you ever need to email me. Or there's also a Facebook group. If you could join that if you haven't yet, you can, you know, let us know about any issues that you might have in a quick manner. So this talk is titled Making the Most of University, and I'm here to talk to you about that. I'm not going to talk about academic side of the things, because you will hear enough about that from other people. So I'm here to talk to you about how you can get the most out of your university career. And so basically, you're not in school anymore. Your time management is up to you. You do whatever you want with your time. You don't have to be here, as in not like here, but you don't have to come into uni every day. You can do different things. And I'm here to talk to you about how I organize my time over the 4 years. So outside of university, that is. So, you know, we all need money. So I got a job from Ipsos Mori, a telephone interviewing company in Leeds. Leith, yes, that is. And, you know, that's just for a bit of money. I've also done some catering things, just on the money side of things. And then I engage in all sorts of extracurricular activities, such as lectures and conferences. You get regular emails about that from the department. They're usually in the forum, or there are some in Appleton Tower as well. So, for example, I went along to one of the extracurricular things. It was the cloud computing conference. And there was some guy who stood up and asked for help to organize the open source awards. So I thought, you know, why not? I don't have much to do with my time, so why not help him? I did end up helping him. We had an open source awards organized in the forum, and I got to meet a lot of business people who were on the team who were organizing that. And as a result of that, one of them got in touch with me a year later. You know, I wasn't expecting that, and offered me a summer job, which I took. And basically, I was scraping with Python. It was an ebook comparison website business. So hey, there you go. Wasn't expecting that, but thanks for that. I was also the events manager for the Sun Microsystems campus ambassador while there was still a Sun Microsystems in Lillithgow. Now, you know, they're Oracle and all that. So I met a number of business people there as well. I also had a visit to the factory in Lillithgow. then outside of informatics, I also study psychology. I should have said that I study artificial intelligence and psychology, so I wanted to do something on the psychology side as well, so you don't have to focus on your informatics careers. I mean, I don't know what you want to do with your life, and maybe you don't know yet, so maybe you should think a little bit outside of the box. I mean, you know, you should get informatics-related experience, but maybe something else that could help you in case you decide you no longer want to go on with informatics. So I worked for the Lothian Autistic Society. I work with autistic kids. Coming back to the uni, I'm also the USA school representative, so I stood in the elections, I campaigned. That gave me tremendous experience in campaigning, talking to people and all that, and obviously employers appreciate that. And I sit on a number of university committees, such as the Teaching and Learning Committee of Science and Engineering. It's basically all the directors of teaching plus the student representative. You know, Stuart Anderson is the director of teaching of this department and all the other director of teachings. And obviously, I mean, I did develop my communication skills in talking to these people that I might be first intimidated by, but no longer. And I'm sure that employers do appreciate that. And being associated with informatics staff, knowing Stuart Anderson and all these people a bit closer than I would normally, and also some stuff in USA, I get asked to do things such as this one, lecture announcements. And also once I was asked to meet Rick Rashid, head of Microsoft Research. Now he's a big guy. And I got to ask my questions to him. And you know, for example, I asked him, what would you prioritize when you're looking at a CV? Would you want a person who has a first and no experience at all outside of university? Or would you want someone who has a 2-1 but has done tremendous things outside of university, all sorts of job experiences and everything? And he said to me, I don't care what your university degree is. I mean, you know, you should have a university degree because I need to know that you're capable of passing courses, you know how to code. But what I'm interested in is you, the person, and there's no better way than proving that, as in no better way of proving that than going outside of university. So I'd really encourage you to get involved with other things. I also had a summer internship with Skyscanner, and I got to know about that from the career service email that I got. So I would urge you to read the career service emails because there are loads of good opportunities that they present you with. And the careers fair is always a good place to go. They're always looking for loads of people there. And also there are loads of events organized by both the school and career service. You know, companies coming into Appleton Tower giving you a talk on it. You see all sorts of emails. So look out for the career service emails. So there are loads of help available from everyone in the university. You can speak to your DOS, you can speak to career service, you can speak to so many people. So just find out what your opportunities are. Speak to me, anyone, just, you know, do something apart from studying. Studying is important, but it's not everything. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks very much, Kolosh. We're going to hear a little bit later. Can you still hear me? Microphone. We're going to hear a little bit later from two other students who've come along to talk about their experience. Kolosh did a very good resume of some of the things that he's done, but also what he's maybe got out of doing those things. Even if you don't know what you want to do, some of you may be very keen to use your informatics degree and go into a very related field. Others may not be sure. The idea is just do things, develop skills, develop experience, because as you find out, the degree, it's important, but it's not enough. What I'm going to cover today is why it does matter to do some things out with your university studies, a little heads up on what employers are looking for, how to gain some of those skills and experience, and how the career service can help. Kolosh mentioned a few things about looking out for emails, but don't be passive. Don't wait for the emails to come for you. By all means, keep an eye out for them, but come into the career service, look at our database SAGE, see what some of the opportunities are, come along to our events. There's loads of things that we offer that can help you. Why are you at university? I'm sure there's a number of reasons, but these are some of the reasons that tend to crop up. You might recognise yourself in one or more of those. I'm also aware, a little bit psychic, in terms of this time on a Friday. This is perhaps not the first thing that's foremost in your mind, but it is important to think about it. 3 years away does seem like a long time. It goes incredibly quickly. And there's lots of things you can start doing now. Pace yourself. It's not all about doing it in 1 year. It's about perhaps dipping in, doing different things throughout the 3 years. If you're thinking you can leave it right to the end, yes, you can. You could do that, but you'll have to catch up. And sometimes that's what students end up doing. They actually focus on getting the best mark they possibly can, but it means they haven't been involved in other things, so they have to spend a bit of time perhaps trying to get some work experience after they finish, perhaps trying opportunities to extend their skills, their personal qualities after they finish. So if you are keen to move from your degree into a course, into a job, into setting up your own business, whatever it is, start thinking about it now. It'll be so much easier than leaving it to the end. In terms of why it is wrong to leave it all to the end, I'm going to look at an application form and some of the criteria that are on there. That's just a sample. IBM advertise their vacancies through us. That's some of the things they're looking for. That can maybe seem a bit vague at the moment in terms of what they might be looking for. They're going to be asking questions about those things on their application form. It's very difficult to address those just through your degree. They're looking for a variety of experiences. And that's quite common for an employer to have a list of criteria that they'll base their assessment, they'll recruit based on these criteria. So it's worth thinking now, actually, how might you demonstrate you do have good communication skills? You will be able to demonstrate it from some of the things you're doing, but if you feel that there are gaps in how you could talk about some of these things and you'd like to work for a company like IBM, now's the time to start thinking, how might I develop my experiences in interesting, fun ways that I could actually develop better communication skills? I could talk about more experiences in a way that's going to make sense to that employer. These are some of the questions that IBM worked for and asked on their application for teamwork. So again, think about those questions. How easy would you find them to answer now? Could you come up with really good specific examples? I'm aware some of you might have done other things before you've come here. You may have worked in other sectors. So you've got those experiences to draw upon. Don't neglect things that you've done already. Don't neglect things you've done in the past. Employers are interested in them. Even if they were totally non-informatics IT related activities, you might be moving sector, you might be having a change of career. Those past experiences are still valuable as long as you can relate them to some of these criteria. Another example is KPMG. These are the things that, yes, they want you to have good marks. It is important to get a good degree, but hopefully all of you will finish with a good degree. And then it's very difficult for an employer sometimes to distinguish one candidate against another. So they are looking at the other things that you've done. They will be looking at work experience. They might ask you to sit a situational judgment test. That's how would you respond in a certain situation. If you've got experience of being in that situation, you can talk about a real life experience. If you haven't, you kind of have to make a guess, a professional judgment on how you would behave. They also go on to say that they look things like career motivation, time management, communication skills, adapting to different audiences, problem solving and business awareness. So again, could you be able to address some of these now? If not, start thinking about how you might do that over the next 3 years. See, I've focused on business IT companies here, but I'm aware some of you are still deciding. It's early stages yet, but as I say, start thinking about it now. This was based on the CBI, the big business industry body that recognises some of the most important things that employers will be looking for. So again, it's a chance for you to think, how might I develop them over the next 3 years, whether it's through voluntary work, through extracurricular activities, through extra projects that you take on. And as Kolesh was saying, responsibilities like being a class rep. If you're a class rep 1 year, think about maybe being a school rep another year. If you're part of a society just as a member, maybe next year, could you take on something that has a bit more responsibility? The treasurer, secretary, you know, a higher level position of responsibility in that society. Shows a bit of a commitment to a society as well. So if an employer is looking for self-drive, commitment, you can demonstrate that through an increasing involvement in a student society. And that's just a quote from Shell, who do actually offer work placements from first year onwards as part of their Shell STEP programme. And those placements, it's not about working in oil and gas development, although that's part of it. It's a whole host of placements within small, medium-sized companies. I'm going to give you a few ideas of other opportunities like that as well. So this is a good time to take stock. What have you done so far? What are you doing now? What have you done in the past? As I mentioned, it could be from a previous career. How many of you have part-time jobs at the moment? Quite a few. Yeah. Now is the time to actually look, what are you doing? It may be working in a supermarket, but again, it's maybe thinking, what am I doing? I'm engaging with different clients, so I'm probably having to adapt my communication skills, how you deal with the 85-year-old who needs something off the top shelf as opposed to a child who's lost. Those communication skills are very different. So you may be working in a bar, for example. If it's a busy place, you're having to deal with it. It's hard working with the public. So if you're having to be patient, you're having to work in a pressurised environment, These are all things that you can talk about. If you make the connections, it helps the employer to make the connection. I am aware that for some of you who are doing a part-time job, it's maybe important for financial reasons to keep that part-time job, and it may be difficult leaving it to do something else. But it's a case of maybe thinking, are there other things you could do, even on a small-term basis? Could you spare an hour, 2 hours a week to do some voluntary activity? It's about building a new experience into your time while you're here. Excuse me. I mentioned there are different ways of doing it. We've touched on part-time jobs. Again, don't underestimate even the lowliest of jobs. There's always something of value in there. Work shadowing is a really good thing to do. For those of you not familiar with it, it's trying to identify people who are doing jobs. Kolosh mentioned how he got involved with people. He got involved in doing a project and met people. And then he said, oh, it was great, they just offered me that job. But that didn't just fall in his lap. He actually went out to get the initial opportunity to put him in an environment where he was going to be meeting people. So if you try to put yourself in an environment, whether it's contacting professional bodies through the career service, whether it's taking advantage of any visiting speakers that are coming to your class and actually asking, can I visit your workplace? Can I come and see what you do? Can I spend an afternoon with you to get a feel for what's involved in your job? That's called work shadowing. And even things like that can go on your CV. It doesn't have to be masses of experience. If a company's looking, how did you find out about this industry? How commercially aware are you? You can talk about your work shadowing. So it doesn't necessarily have to be 2 months over the summer. These little experiences count as well. And especially if they're looking for people to show an interest and a motivation in a type of work. If you've made the effort to contact people who are doing that type of work, meet up with them, talk to them about it, that's showing interest, that's showing motivation. So again, when it comes to that cover letter or the big white box in an application form that says, what do you know about this work? Why are you interested in it? You can bring in your work shadowing experiences there. We advertise a number of summer jobs and slightly more formal internships on Sage. Are you all familiar with Sage? A few nods, a few blank looks. Sage stands for Student and Graduate Employment. It's basically all the jobs the career service get asked to advertise go into Sage. So that's part-time, internship, summer work, and graduate vacancies as well. So if you're not familiar with it, start having a look now because there's lots on there. What you do find in first year, it can be a little bit harder. Some of the more formal internships you see advertised, maybe for penultimate third year students. The idea being it tends to be larger companies who recruit third year students between third and fourth year to give them maybe 2 months, 3 months work experience. Sometimes they're using that as a way of recruiting their graduates for the next year. So if a third year does really well on internships, they may be guaranteed a job at the end of their degree, or at least they may be guaranteed an interview to get the job. So they're almost using it as a fast track selection. But it is harder for first and second years to get those experiences. There's nothing stopping you approaching those companies, making what we call speculative approaches. And there are a number of opportunities that are open to earlier year students. I've mentioned Shell Step. There's also something called TSIS, stands for Third Sector Internships in Scotland. And that's paid work within the voluntary sector. It may be working on a project to develop a charity's database or their website, for example. But the idea is they look at you, what you're wanting out of it, and what they're needing, and it's a real project that you're paid for. So there are some of these placements, and e-placement is another one. I've got a slide to show you that. It's about getting paid summer work in the IT industry. Sometimes companies do taster courses or insight courses. It might only be a couple of days, particularly business and finance. Some of the larger banks may do technology taster days over Easter, for example, and it's 2 days. They pay for it. You go down, spend 2 days with their company, get to meet new graduates and find out about the work. Volunteering is a really good way to gain experience. Are any of you doing any sort of voluntary work at the moment? One hand. Couple of hands going up. It's a really good way to build experience, particularly because you have control over the amount of time you can spend. Even if you can only spend an hour, the websites, the links that we have on our website and also the USA website has local volunteering opportunities. You can specify how much time you have to spare and maybe some areas that you're interested in, and they'll try and match you up with opportunities where you can gain all sorts of new experiences. It's really good to talk about on your CV, and it will give you the chance to develop some of those communication, team working, problem solving skills, but in a very different context from your degree. try to get a little more involved in university than just doing your course. As Kolash mentioned, he went along to additional seminars, conferences. It's a great way to gain insight into different types of work, but also potentially to meet career contacts who might be quite useful for you in the future in terms of arranging work shadowing, trying to get some experience. You could take advantage of travel and exchanges. So for example, there's two programmes, IESTE and Erasmus. You can arrange for exchanges to study or to work in different countries. With some of those, you do have to apply quite early. So it could be the first semester of next year you have to apply. So again, it's worth thinking about it. If you fancy doing a bit of international exchange for travel, for study or for work, start looking into these websites now because you could have to apply early next year. Anybody interested in sports? A few hands going up there. Yeah. These things all matter. You know, if it's about how you talk about them. It's recognising if you are a member of a sports team and maybe you've been a bit involved in coaching. So for example, a company is looking for somebody who's good at explaining technical concepts to people who don't have very much technical understanding. Potentially you could illustrate that through your sports. If you are teaching it in the loosest sense of the word, it could be one-to-one tutoring that you're doing, that's a much closer example. But explaining technical concepts could come from sporting activity if you are in the position of teaching it. They're also looking for people, if you're doing a bit of raising morale, if your team isn't doing particularly well, and you've got to kind of urge people on to do better, one of those questions could be, give me an example of a time when you worked in a team and you had to encourage or motivate somebody to do something. Sporting examples are really good for that. And we mentioned societies, huge choice of societies at Edinburgh. I think there's something like, I wrote it down actually, there's something like 250 student societies from sports, salsa, my favourite one, the chocolate society, loads of things that you can do, although I did see, ballooning and archery, maybe not simultaneously. But there's loads of other student societies that are linked to what you do. Who's in the computer society, CompSoc? So I would say a third of you, a third, a half maybe of you. Get involved in things like that. Employers like to see it, but it's not enough just to be a member. They want to see you being active members, actually getting involved in things. There's also things like GameSoc, Hype, the student magazine, the student radio, Fresh FM. So if those of you who might be interested or thinking about broadcasting, journalism, Fresh FM, student newspaper and Hype would all be good things to get involved in, maybe at a lower level this year, next year. Think about extending your involvement later. I'm going to pass over now to Shilpa, and I do apologise, it's Gwen rather than Wendy. I thought her name was Wendy, so my apologies. And Shilpa and Wendy are going to talk for a few minutes about their experiences, because our feedback suggests nothing works better than actually hearing from students themselves, which is why I wanted to get some students in today to talk to you about what they did.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Just a reminder, Java project website due 4 p.m. If you haven't put it online, put it online. If you're in my group, I know who you are. Okay, moving on. I'm gonna talk about my experience. So basically, in first year when I came in, I didn't have any coding experience, so I started from scratch. Actually, I wanted to be a piano teacher before I came to uni. So wasn't very good at coding back then. Still not very good now. But in first year, I joined some societies. I joined CompSoc. I joined the Singapore Society, and I got involved with Hoppers, which is Women in Informatics. Back then, all the first years just had to carry pizza, so that was our job, just carry pizza in. Still my job now. I also got involved with informatics volunteering, so once in a while, Info send you these emails saying, oh, we need tour guides, or we need people to move chairs for us, and me and my friends used to go along to all of them just to move chairs for people, because that's what we were good at in first year. I also, in second semester, first year, I decided I wanted to take more courses because I had no life. So I did all the informatics courses and math and philosophy and psychology in first year. And in the summer, I got a job at a web startup. I wrote an app for Nokia phones, I think, and I did some PHP as well. And I got that because I emailed like 50 companies and one replied me. In second year, I continued doing extra courses, so I did all the informatics courses, I did the math courses, and I did all the philosophy courses. I also did Freshers Week volunteering. They give you free entry to events and free beer. I was a SingSoc publicity manager, so I sold a lot of tickets and made posters. And I did ComSoc cascading. I don't know if they still do it now. So it was a thing where you just put up a sign saying, I'm available to help people. And people just ask you questions, and you just answer if you know how to. And if you don't, just say, oh, too bad. I also did some robot demonstrating. We used to have a department that did the Lego robots, so I taught small children. I did Science Festival, it's 1 week, and they pay you money to go and babysit small children and talk to them about robots. It's actually you just babysit children because parents just leave them with you. In the summer of after second year, I did some military research, so it was like playing FPS games, except there weren't any enemies, so you just shot and nothing happened. It was AI research, so it's about the behavior of AI in military simulations. Third year, I went on exchange to the US, so that year didn't count. It was pretty fun. Because we were European, they gave us $3,000 to throw a party. It was great. And after third year, I worked in an investment bank in the technology division. That was also quite fun, except you have to like dress like a normal person when you work in a bank. This is my fourth year. This year I'm doing some master's courses and some undergrad courses. The good thing about Inf is that you can basically choose anything you want. So in third year I thought, oh, I want to do these courses. They're not on the DERPS, DPRS. And so I told my DOS, I want to do these courses. And when I came to uni in fourth year, they magically appeared on the DERPS. So basically you can do anything you want in informatics. So I do 3 MSc courses and 5 undergrad courses now this year. Stolen Hoppers still carry pizza. This year I have 2 international buddies who are exchange students. I bring them around and talk to them about Arthur's Seat. I'm an RA in Chancellor's Court. I know some of you live there. And I also tutor and demonstrate last semester. I did Haskell this semester. I'm doing Java. And once again, if you're in my group, please put your website online. that's all.
Thank you. Well, Shufeng, you heard from that. It's quite an impressive list of achievements there, right from the pizza carrying, chair dragging events to some pretty high level stuff she was doing. So that whole range of things that Gwen will be able to draw upon when she is asked for evidence of collaborative working, for example, she can draw on a pretty wide range of activities. If she is asked to talk about how she might present or communicate ideas, she's done that through her work in the Science Festival when she was working with younger children. So it is about being able to recognise what you're developing from these activities. Students find that quite hard. So I'm going to be talking a few minutes about what you can do to make sure that you are remembering and recording what you're doing, because it'll make it a lot easier at the end. I'm going to pass over to Shilpa, and she'll give you an indication of what she's been up to.
Thank you. So hi, my name is Shilpa. I'm a fourth year student doing artificial intelligence and software engineering. So I came here 3 years ago from France and spent most of my summers doing internships, mostly related to IT, as figures I wanted to work in IT later on. So after first year, I didn't have that much experience. I had never programmed before first year, like, I don't know, maybe some of you. And still, I managed to get an internship with a quality control company and got to spend 2 weeks in Paris and then 2 weeks in China working with them and helping them do small things on their website, like, you know, looking at bugs, tracking bugs, doing some research for them. Nothing too technically intensive, but still, I got to work in a software engineering team and to see, you know, how they really did it and if they lied when they told us things in our courses. I also worked for a French survey company, and that had nothing to do with IT. It was just to get the money, really. But the surveys, phone surveys, from people in, UK, France, the US, and India. And, you know, it helped develop some of my communication skills and also helped me gain a bit of confidence. After second year, I worked in the IT team of a hospital in India, and the hospital was about to open, and they basically needed help to train their staff with the new IT system. So it helped me to see, you know, what are the problems with teaching non-technical people about technical things that we do and might or might not like. After third year, I worked in a test team of a more IT-related company. It was going to launch its new product, an in-flight entertainment system. So the screens on your seats when you're flying long distance, basically. And so I had more experience, and I helped them with their tests, standard tests, verifying bug fixes, communicating between developers and testers. And I also volunteered to write some code for them if they needed anything. And so they actually asked me in the middle of my internship to write a small application to analyze dependencies between different modules of their code, which was really quite interesting as I was working closely with one of the members, one of the developers, and I just created an application for him. So these internships were really good. They allowed me to gain a lot of technical and interpersonal skills, made my CV look quite nice, and also gave me material and stuff to talk about during interviews, because that's usually, you know, when you're floundering for something, I found that the best thing you can do is try to think of a similar situation and just talk about it, and they might or might not enjoy it, but at least you have something to say. So that's for the career side, but also personally, well, I managed to travel a lot, made some money, made new friends, and did not end up just spending 3.5 months every year sitting at home and getting bored. So yeah, do internships. 3.5 months is long when you're not doing anything, I think. And there are great opportunities to do internships. You can, as Susan said, you can use the uni. Use also your friends, use your family. You basically use your network, professional or personal. The only reason I got my internship in this year, working for the in-flight entertainment system company, was because I knew my flatmate's friend, flatmate's dad worked in an IT company, and I asked her if there was any way I could work for him. And so I went to California for 2 months, got paid, worked, saw California, and came back. So yeah, do internships, use your network, use the uni, use all the things you have, and have fun.
Again, you see that Shilpa's done quite a range of things. I thought one of the interesting things you mentioned about doing telephone interviews, how many of you like being cold called and asked questions on the telephone? No one. It's really hard thing to do. So if an employer is looking for a time where you had to persuade somebody to do something that they weren't happy about doing, being able to draw upon that experience, again, it maybe wasn't the highest level IT experience, but it's a really good example to draw upon, quite a strong example. So there's lots of evidence there, the things that you can do that hopefully you will enjoy, you'll have fun doing, some of it you will get paid for, but it's all good things to, as part of life's experience, but also to be able to put on your CV later on, which is something we can help you with. I'm going to move on to some of the other things that we can do to help you. I've touched on SAGE already in terms of part-time jobs, vacation work and internship. SAGE, we don't delete anything off there, so all the archived vacancies are on there. It can be quite interesting having a look at the archive vacancies. You can narrow it down by the type of work that you might be interested in doing, not just to see what's advertised in the past, but what employers have approached us in, not just to see what's on there now, but to see who's approached us in the past. It may be that round about June last year, a company decided to advertise with us. See if you can get in there quick. They may not be advertising yet, but if you approach them and ask them to consider you for a summer placement, some work shadowing, a visit, they might actually give you that opportunity now. We'll also give you a lot of help with applying for jobs, doing application forms. As I mentioned, we do come in and do sessions in class, but we also have a central programme of events on putting together good CVs, good cover letters, the supporting document that normally goes with a CV, but also doing application forms, online application forms. If you haven't done those before, or you've maybe got a fairly basic CV to get bar work or some low-level work, or you're just starting to get some IT experience and you want to know how you can actually present yourself as strongly as you can, come in and see us. There's lots of different ways to work on how you present yourself, but also how you make connections with things. So how you make connections with the criteria the person's specification, what an employer's actually looking for, sometimes making that connection, students do find quite hard. So if there's anything we can do to help you make that connection, please do come in and use us. We'll also do help with interviews, so we do practice interviews. If you have one coming up, we can prepare a practice one for you, even if you don't want to have one coming up, but you maybe have an idea of the type of sector, type of job you'd like to do, we can put together a practice interview based on that. So you can come in, make your mistakes with us, and hopefully it'll give you a lot more confidence. As Shilpa said, having these experiences to talk about at an interview is really good if there's a number of things you can draw upon. Some questions you can prepare for a bit of in advance, particularly those types of questions. Can you tell me about a time where you had to explain a technical concept to someone? You can pretty much guess some of these questions might come up, depending on what the job description was, depending on what the specification for that role was. So sometimes you can guess these questions, and you can maybe think what experience in advance, what experiences will I talk about? Well, I could talk about when I worked at the science fair. I could talk about when I maybe did peer support as part of my course and I had to explain concepts to my peers. I could talk about my demonstration work when I've worked with first years. So if you haven't done these experiences, it's much harder to try and come up with something. For those of you who are still in the process of deciding what to do, we've got loads of things that can help you weigh up different options, find out about different types of careers. We do workshops, we have information sessions. Over the last couple of years, we've had a Focus on IT event where we've invited small to medium-sized IT companies in to do a small careers fair that happened just across the road. We also offer appointments. If you want to come and see us to have a look at your CV or just to talk about getting started, how you get into a specific type of work if you're looking for that type of experience, you can have a 20-minute or a 45-minute appointment. Just give us a call. I also mentioned ePlacement Scotland. That's a way for you to find an IT-based work placement. It is in Scotland, but sometimes you're able to specify what area you'd like to work in. The placements are about 3 months, but you can do up to a year. So if it's possible to negotiate some time out of your degree, some degrees will allow it, not all will. It is possible to negotiate longer. Examples would be, we had one student who got a placement as an IT analyst with Morgan Stanley in Glasgow, and somebody else got a software tester post in Livingston. You apply online, you upload your CV, so you have to make sure your CV is as targeted as possible. It's the type of opportunity you want. I brought these along with me as well. We do have these publications, Target Jobs Work Experience, and there's also Prospects Work Experience and Internships. They're free, just come in and pick one up from the Career Service. Not all employers are in here, fairly narrow. But there's loads more out there. Some places don't need to advertise. They might get enough interest from people just approaching them. Or as you've heard from our speakers here, sometimes opportunities come up, but they don't just magically come up. If you're in a good position to hear about them, to let people know you're interested in that type of experience, you're in a better place to get it. So sometimes you have to make those opportunities for yourself by being proactive, by being connected, by going along to extra seminars, by doing part-time work, by doing opportunities within your school. There's actually quite a few within informatics as well. I brought a few of our early bird leaflets. They're just at the top corner up there. So they give you a bit of advice in terms of actually thinking about your experiences and what you're developing from them. I say some people find that quite hard. So if you want to make a start doing that in terms of reflecting on what you've done so far, pick up one of these, maybe put together a very rough draft CV and come in to see us. We also have these jobs that are perhaps pitched a bit more at slightly later years, but again, if you want to start doing your homework now, finding out, there's a whole range of these. There's Target Finance, Target IT, Target Management Consultancy. They cover lots of different areas of work. But again, they're free, just come in and pick one up. But also the Target website has lots of this information on it. The Prospects website has a lot of information on. Have any of you heard of the Edinburgh Edge? Slightly small image there. But it's a way that all the opportunities available on the university, the idea is we're trying to get them all put onto the Edinburgh Edge. The website is employability.ed.ac.uk/edge. And the idea is, say for example, the School of Informatics is needing people to act as guides to show people around the department on an open day. ideally they want you, they want people who are studying informatics to do that. So that's often paid opportunities. Sometimes they may be voluntary, it might just be one day. But things like open days, showing people around the school, any sort of peer mentoring projects that might be set up within the school, ideally we're trying to get them advertised there. So some may be paid jobs, some might be voluntary. But again, it's a way of you building on your experiences and managing it around the other things in your life. You feel if you're working part-time and you're using up quite a lot of time doing that and your studies, you may not have a huge amount of time to be involved in other things. So maybe trying to find these sort of one-off opportunities. It may be that you're working for an afternoon or a day and you get that experience and it hasn't been too much of a time commitment for you. We're also on Facebook now, so we do try to keep everybody informed about what we're doing through that. Part of today is really getting you to think about the end and almost work your way back. Often we'll hear maybe students saying, oh, I wish I'd started a little bit earlier. I wish I'd managed to get some relevant experience or voluntary work while I was studying, because they're having to do it all at the end, and that can be quite frustrating for some people. So do have a think. Where do you want to be at the end of your degree, and start putting some things into place that'll help you get there, even if you don't know what you want to do. You're welcome to come and see us at any time. I think there's a preconception that people know what they want to do when they come to the Career Service. I probably see more people that don't. So whether you have a strong idea and you're looking to kind of put that into action and get somewhere on it, or you don't have an idea at all and you're looking to get started, you're welcome at any point. And we do support students up to 2 years, graduates up to 2 years after they finish as well. Final thought, hopefully you'll take some of this on board and start getting involved in activities. But as you do them, it gets really difficult to remember what you're doing. How many of you remember what you were doing 3 years ago on holiday? You probably lose a bit of the detail. So if I could encourage you, however it works for you, keep a track of what you're doing and what you feel you're getting out of it. So say, for example, if Gwen puts down science fair, talking to young people about science, what did you think she got out of that? Good communication skills. Keep that as a list, and in the future think about flipping that list round, and what you've then got is communication skills and how you developed it. So in terms of giving you a bit of a head start and helping you to answer questions on application forms, helping you to do CVs, if you keep a track as you go along, whether you do it old-fashioned diary, do it online, however works for you, do try and keep a track. That's really all I have to say. Does anybody have any questions at this stage? Or questions of our speakers? No. Well, thanks for coming along, and I say anytime you want to come and see us at Career Service, you're very welcome.
Thank you. But just to be sure.
Yes. Do you want to jot your email down there, and I'll send it. I'll send it on to you. So you're waiting for him, or is anybody waiting to speak to me? Does anybody want any of these?
This is.
That's great. I'll send it on. So I will pass it on to the school as well, just in case anybody else wants it. Yeah, you're welcome to have them. These are the ones we got in at the start of this academic year, so we get new ones in at the start of every academic year. But you're welcome to take these and have a look. That one's no. That just it's a general one for work experience. That one is the sort of target one, just for IT. But that's sort of pitched at all years, particularly those in their later years.
Okay.
But some good advice.
So we can get them.
Yeah, you can welcome to come in and pick up these anywhere. That's got some good advice in terms of actually approaching organisations to get work experience if you're not seeing them advertised. Because that's something that early year students have to do
something
a bit more of that.
Interested.
Yes. But say if you're struggling to find stuff, come in and speak to us. There's lots of things we can suggest. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's what you're doing? Oh, is that the clothes?
Oh,
that, yeah, I heard about that. So is that, are they still keeping going?
They're still going and they're still planning on going. I'm just obviously not sure about job security just now, so obviously looking at other jobs.
So if an employer asks you, can you tell me about a time where, you know, you've had to deal with a difficult situation, working, not knowing whether your job is continuing. Yeah, it's about drawing on all these experiences.
The thing is me staying with them has got me more hours.
Oh well, that's what's worked out quite well.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to come in and ask us how you talk about that experience when you're applying for jobs, we can do that.
The thing is, I also do sound production for the Lyceum Youth Theatre.
That's like, I was talking to one of your colleagues actually who's working in theatre. That's a really good opportunity, particularly around things like problem solving. You know, so for example, on a production show one night, if the sound just didn't happen and you had to deal with that, what? I'm sure you did, yeah. I used to do stuff like that, so I know it can happen. So actually, what did you actually do? The more specific you can make it, the better. How did you deal with that problem?
Well, at the time, the sound just didn't play. I ended up having to find the sound file and play it during the middle of the show.
Well, remember all these details and write them down, because you'll need to talk about it. But yeah, theatre's a really good one to draw upon.
I'm applying for a scholarship for informatics. I have to write a CV, and as far as work experience goes, I have some things to write down, but academic achievements, not too much. Do you think it would be okay to write down academic achievements from high school, or should
I? Yeah, certainly the later years of high school, yes, particularly if it's an academic scholarship. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely appropriate.
Okay.
Maybe you're the last 2 years, and maybe not going all the way back.
Yeah.
So for example, in school in this country, we would probably go back to the age sort of 17, 18-ish. So yeah, particularly if you did well, you know, it's definitely worth mentioning. Because often they're looking for sustained academic achievement. So if you did do well back then, it's definitely worth mentioning. But come in and see us about how you talk about your academic and work experience if you want a bit of help in laying it out so that it makes an impact.
Okay.
We normally ask you to bring in a draft of it. So even if it's a very rough draft, we're happy to see that.
Thank you.
Normally, if you phone us up any day from 9:30, you can get a 20-minute appointment that day.
Okay.
But if you wanted a longer one, say you've got your CV and a cover letter, the 20 minutes might be a little bit tight to look at more than one thing, so you can book a longer one if you want.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.